there are growing protests by human rights groups in response to the four-month-long hunger strike conducted by the majority of 166 detainees held at the Guantanamo Bay U.S. Naval Detention Camp in Cuba, where an unknown number of prisoners are being subjected to force feeding. According to a 30-page military manual used at Guantanamo, hunger-striking detainees are shackled to a chair where a tube is inserted into their noses and down to their stomachs for up to 2 hours at a time. The American Civil Liberties Union, Human Rights Watch, and other groups, who have labeled the force-feeding process as inherently cruel, inhuman, and degrading, and a violation of the Geneva Conventions, have called on U.S. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel to halt the practice. In a related development, attorney Clive Stafford Smith, founder of the UK-based human rights group Reprieve, who represents several Guantanamo detainees, has complained in a letter to British Foreign Secretary William Hague that hunger strikers are being threatened with body cavity searches before they can meet their legal representatives. When President Obama was asked at an April 30th press conference about the hunger strike that now involves up to 130 detainees, he stated his administration is renewing efforts to work with Congress to shut Guantanamo down. 86 detainees at Guantanamo have been cleared for release by the U.S. government, but remain imprisoned with little hope that they'll be freed anytime soon. Your reporter spoke with Carlos Warner, an assistant federal defender representing 11 men held at Guantanamo Bay Detention Camp, who has traveled to Guantanamo to meet with his clients more than 30 times and has been to the base twice since the hunger strike began on February 6th. Here he challenges President Obama's inaction in releasing cleared detainees and closing the U.S.-run prison in Cuba that he pledged to do when running for the White House in 2008.
What happened was, in September of last year, the guards switched from the Navy to the Army, and a hardened corps of guards and supervisors came in. And there's a colonel down there who is just exerting his will on the men. And it began, we started hearing things in the 9/11 trials about their cells being emptied out while they were in court. And then we heard about a shooting in early January, which is unheard of. For 4 years, the men had no problems with the guards. There was no conflict at all. But we heard of the shooting, which really came out of left field. And when I was down in early January, clients told me that Colonel Bogdan and the other Army came in. They took everything out of the cells, and what really finally sparked the hunger strike was linguists that worked with the military were leafing through the Qurans. And this is when everybody went on a hunger strike. And at that time, I said, well, look, you guys can end this now. All you have to do is take very specific steps. The military refused to do it, even though they had taken the same steps in the past, and continue to be aggressive towards the men, which have dug them in further and further. It's a nightmare down there. Just last week, I heard now what these officers are doing. They've ordered that all the men be strip searched now if they come out to take a phone call from their attorneys or talk to their families or have a lawyer meeting. So the men aren't coming out anymore. They're just doing everything that they can to make their lives more difficult, thinking that it's going to break the strike, but it's so nearsighted because it's just causing the men to be more dug in and more unified. This military could completely reverse the course of this hunger strike, but they're so dug in now, that's why we've been calling on the president, because obviously they will listen to nobody, and they are intent on just being very aggressive with the men, and that's just not going to work.
Explain to our listeners a bit about why many of these detainees, and you can certainly enumerate the number, who are cleared for release by several U.S. government agencies but have not been released.
Right. Unfortunately, and I come from the left, my wife campaigned for President Obama, and certainly I'm a federal defender, but I can't blame the right for this, even though the president enjoys blaming the right, because he has the authority under current law to release these men. And for years, he's blamed it on Congress, and the left has been, it's really kind of taken the bait, hook, line, and sinker, despite what the law has been. Senator Levin, who came out last week, inserted the power into the latest version of the NDA, actually the 2012 version, allowing the president to transfer these men. So it's not about whether or not President Obama has the authority to do it, it's whether or not he has the political courage to do it. And frahnly, going back to the days of Rahm Emanuel, he's made a political decision not to close Guantanamo. Why is that? because over half of the left think it's a good idea to keep it open. Now, this is an ignorant position on part of the public because they don't understand that innocent men are there. They think it's still the worst of the worst, which it has never been. And 85%, I think, of the right think it's a good idea to keep it open. So politically, he has had no motivation to do it. But this isn't a political issue. It's a moral issue. It's one that weighs on his conscience, and it's one that he's just going to have to make. It takes him really getting a big backbone and saying, I'm doing what's right as commander-in-chief. I'm going to close Guantanamo because it's not only right for our country, for our national security, but we as a country can't hold innocent people any longer. But so far, that message has not resonated with the general public. We have some momentum now, but I have to say, after working so many years in this problem, I have to be pessimistic about whether or not the president will actually follow through with his promise.
What do you make of President Obama's comments in reaction to a question about the plight of these detainees on hunger strike at a recent press conference? He talked about his expectation that his administration will eventually close down Guantanamo.
Well, actions speak louder than words. And I saw on his face, you know, I watched the election and I was so frustrated that it just wasn't even mentioned. Nobody was talking about it. But actions speak louder than words. So he says that he's going to do it, but what has he done is my question. And right now he's doing nothing. There used to be an office that was closed in the State Department. The first thing he has to do is appoint a high-level official in the White House to kind of moderate all the disputes that happen between Department of Justice, Department of Defense, and the Secretary of State. If the president wanted to end the hunger strike, he could call someone like me or my colleagues, and we could go down and mediate an end to this hunger strike in 1 week. But still, no concrete action. And we can't be waiting months and months and months. This is a dire, dire emergency that has to be resolved before someone dies.
That was Carlos Warner, an assistant federal defender who represents 11 men held at the U.S. Guantanamo Bay detention camp. For more perspectives on the Guantanamo hunger strike and prospects for the prison's closure, visit our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.